I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kelly, the NFTA announced on Monday that there's going to be some work that's being done on the above ground metro rails for in downtown Buffalo and heading throughout the city. Tell us about what's happening and what the closures that are be coming up and how that'll affect residents of the city.
Yeah, so, I mean, it is something that we have known about for a while. It's part of our kind of rail renewal project where we're really trying to get people back on the rail. So we want to make sure that it is as safe as possible and it's, you know, everything is going as smoothly as possible. So basically what this means is it's going to be for, you know, a couple of growing pains, and it is going to be shut down from the 27th until November 4th. And during this time, we will also have shuttles that go from Allen Street Station. So we are making sure that the riders do know that.
What exactly is going to be worked on here when it comes to the construction that's going to be ongoing on the above ground rails?
Yeah, right now we're working on the installation. We're installing a single crossover. And what that means is once that crossover is down, we're going to be able to have the train switch tracks, right? So if there is construction that needs to be done in the future, like say at Allen Street, they'll be able to have that train diverted to the next track. And then that way it'll cause less and, you know, less rail shutdowns in the future. So it's something that we're very excited about because it is just going to make this a much smoother process when everything is done and hopefully get more people back on to ride the rail.
To minimize the inconvenience for passengers, the NFTA is providing that shuttle, as you mentioned. Talk a little bit about that and what people can expect with that shuttle and where it's intended to stop and all that.
Yes, so it is going to be at Allen Street Station, and we are going to make sure that it is going, you know, that we have it going very, very quickly. So we're going to have that shuttle running constantly throughout the day. We will also have our some of our representatives to help people, you know, if they get lost or if they have any questions. We will have some of our ambassadors down there as well.
And the closure that's going to be happening at Main Street and Court Street, that intersection there, that doesn't also affect the metro bus routes, but it also affects just regular traffic, correct?
Absolutely. So again, we just want to remind people that this is happening. You know, we just really appreciate your patience because, you know, we're working hard to make this system better for everyone. We're making better for the community. And again, just trying to have this as something that everybody comes down and rides the rail again.
And where can people find out more information in terms of closures or anything like that with this project going forward?
Yeah, absolutely. You can always visit nfta.com and you'll find the most up-to-date information on there.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.